Where I live, there are so many restaurants that I'm spoilt for choice. There are small, friendly bistros and large, noisy cafe bars. Where I choose to go depends on my mood and how I'm feeling. I quite like self-service restaurants if I want to be by myself and can't be bothered to speak to anyone. And some of the expensive places are incredibly posh. I do like dressing up occasionally, but the one that has everything, as far as I'm concerned, is nothing special to look at and is situated in a little side street. It's run by a woman called Sylvia. Everything is freshly cooked and you're always made to feel welcome.
There are some days when all I want is to be spoilt, to be looked after by waiters, attending to my every need. Good food is such a comfort. I particularly like this place where the service is excellent. The waiters know me and what I like to eat. It's a large place, but it has some wonderfully quiet corners where you can sit and watch everything that's going on around you. It's the best kind of entertainment. It's almost like being at the theatre, and I get to have the best seat because I'm a regular.
Food and drink are very important, but there has to be more if I'm going to have a really good time. I know people who will happily sit in a basement or a cellar because they like the cooking. But for me, there's got to be a view, something to watch, like a sunset or waves breaking on a beach. That's why this place, looking out across the water with just the cliffs and the pine trees for company, is the perfect combination for me. Fortunately, the food is excellent too.
The supermarkets are full of exotic food, and there's no shortage of cookery programmes on TV and cookery books in the bookshops. I think most of us eat and drink pretty well these days. It's not easy finding somewhere so special that it's worth the effort getting there, as well as the money it's likely to cost you. This place I know, in the middle of nowhere, is fantastic. Everything about it is original, from the colour of the walls to the colour of the food. Do you know, last week the potatoes were blue.
I've never been able to see the point in having takeaway food. I mean, who wants to walk around eating? Part of the pleasure in eating is surely sitting somewhere comfortable, preferably with friends, soaking up the atmosphere and forgetting the rest of the world. I know of nowhere else other than this one place tucked away in the country, and the moment you enter, it's like being in another world. Everything is turned inwards, and the focus is this enormous table simply covered with the most wonderful display of hot and cold dishes.
That's the end of part 3.